Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, it's a little bit weird today when it comes to the showbiz department. Let's start with Cardi B making a stunning confession, telling her fans that, well, her and her husband Offset, it's off.
Things just haven't been working out between us for a long time, and it's nobody's fault. It's just like, I guess we grew out of love, but we're not together anymore. I don't know, it might take time to get a divorce, and I'm gonna always have a lot of love for him because he is my daughter's father, and yeah.
Don't you think she's taking it extremely well?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Offset was quick to comment on a post saying, y'all won! Which, of course, meant, I don't know.
That they got him broke up.
I don't know. Many people believe the announcement was just a prank, and he is in on what, you know.
You know what?
Seems to be dead serious about in the video.
You're right.
Watch it.
I'll tell you why that could potentially be true. Because there's been rumor that the two of them are going to come out with an album.
Oh, yeah. I heard that, too.
So, you know how the PR world works.
Oh, yes.
Listen, people on other sides of the dial, they might tell you the stuff and the thing. But we keep it real with you here. And we're gonna call out the nonsense and be like, they're probably doing this because they have an album coming out. They're going to reconcile right before the album comes out. And then all of a sudden, record sales go up. This is a PR thing, people.
If that happened, I'd be mad.
That's recorded it, so when it happens, I'll play it back.
But if that happened, I would be so mad. That's like really trying to get one over on people and like manipulate the system. And
what
that's
do you
like
mean?
Rude.
That's what Hollywood is all about.
We're so invested in this relationship. We've had her back this whole time after the Offset cheating rumors, and then all of this back, like going back and stuff, and then her song "Be Careful with Me." Like I was feeling that,
Nina.
Like don't
you and I had this convo, you know, many times. TMZ, that's just all a machine. It's a publicity machine.
That I understand. I'm just saying it would be a really messed up
spin,
joke.
It's just spin, 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 spin.
Very messed up. Yeah. That's my thoughts.
Gotcha. Okay. Kanye West. So, you know, they went to the Cher show, which was here, and then it went to Broadway, right? And he got called out. He was shamed for using his phone during the performance. It is a Broadway show.
Yeah.
All right. And a cast member mentioned it on Twitter, and there was an apology, and here's what Kim had to say.
He felt like honestly, but he was actually taking notes because he loved the production of the show so much. He was the one that said right away, oh my God, I'm gonna tweet. I just need to apologize. There's no excuses. Like, who cares what my excuse is? Right. It was rude, and I need better etiquette.
Because he was probably sitting in the
again,
front.
Back to the PR thing.
Yep.
We're going to keep things real here on this show and not allow you to believe things.
That's correct.
We are the conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
You two are the conspiracy
theorists. Yes, we are.
And Nina is the consumer of all this garbage.
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to tell you right now, the Kim Kardashian or the Kardashian-Jenner family clan PR machine.
Correct.
Just like Drex has the Bad News Bible, they have the Bad News Bible. Whenever there's bad news, they go inside the Bible and find the resolution.
The solution?
Yes.
Kanye has cell phone out.
He
okay.
He wasn't taking notes.
No,
this
come
is
on.
What you do.
And by
about
the way,
what? About what? What was he taking notes about? The set?
Right. And you know what? When I go home, I have to tell you, because so when I go home before I take my nap, I watch The View. I at least watch the monologue.
Sure.
I like to see these ladies screaming at each other. I find it enjoyable. yes.
You would.
I would. And I do. But anyway, Whoopi Goldberg made a great statement about this. She goes, listen, when we're performing, or those people are up there performing, they're working.
Yeah.
And they work really hard at what they do.
Yeah.
And for you to sit there on your phone, you have to remember, hello, I can see you. This is not TV. If you want to watch TV, sit at home in your living room and watch TV. If you're at a Broadway show, I can see you and you're distracting me.
And it's extremely disrespectful if you're Kanye West.
Yes.
If you see Kanye West, you're probably trying to do your best performance possible, right? Just because you see a good celebrity that you probably admire.
He's probably sitting in the front.
Yeah, and then you see him, you admire him, and then all of a sudden he's looking at his phone and you kind of get distracted because you're like, wow, this guy's not even paying attention to me.
Like, he should have known, but I think now that he got called out that he'll never do it again. Like, you would like to think that he's learning lessons as he goes about all of this nonsense, right?
Yeah, yeah, you would like to think so. All right, Diddy is taking on a new role, obviously, as a single dad after the very sad passing of his ex, Kim Porter. He posted a video yesterday about caring for their three children, 11-year-old twins Jesse James and Delilah, and 20-year-old Christian.
Check this out, y'all. Today the journey begins. Thank you for all your prayers and support. I'm now part of the 6 a.m. crew. This is mommy slash daddy, daddy slash mommy checking in. It's beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, that's sad. And a big shout out to all the single mothers and fathers.
Yeah, so when y'all hear me say daddy, mommy, all my single mothers, they know what that is. Even also single fathers, got to step up and play both roles. The mothers do it all the time.
Still very sad.
It really is. For them a lot.
Okay, guys, so check this out. Yesterday on Ellen's show, Gwen Stefani was on there. And, you know, this is kind of funny. Ellen asked Gwen what life was with boyfriend Blake Shelton, obviously, has been like now that he is no longer People Magazine's sexiest man alive. It's been passed to Idris Elba.
Blake just gave up the title.
Yeah, that was hard.
Did you find him get a little less sexy when Idris took over?
No. No.
No, honestly.
Honestly, he got sexier.
Sexier?
Yes.
When the title came upon him, did you notice that he became better in bed?
Oh, my God.
That's so funny, though.
I know. But did you hear how the first thing she goes, yeah, it was harder. It was hard. What's hard about it? There's always a next year. There's always next.
I mean, once you get the title, you're part of the club. You're part of the sexiest man alive club.
I think she was joking.
Okay, I guess.
Okay.
Ellen tried to get Gwen to admit that she's engaged.
So Blake told me that y'all are engaged now. So,
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Yes?
No, we're not.
Yes, he told me you're engaged, so let's talk about that.
What are you talking about? We're not. Well, we're not engaged. Okay. And we're not married.
Okay.
And he's my boyfriend.
Right. So you. When will you get married?
I don't know. I do not know.
She's really funny about this because yesterday I woke up in the morning and was playing on Instagram and I watched all of these videos of Jennifer Lopez, one of which was a conversation she had with Ellen. Ellen did the same thing to her. Like, so when are you and Alex Rodriguez getting married? Oh, yeah. Well, he texted me. And then J-Lo's there like freaking out like, Gwen, that's so genius.
Gwen,
Ellen, you're a genius.
Gwen, they're not married and Gwen is going to go back with Gavin.
No, she is not. That is a wrong call around.
We'll see.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
No, that's all show business.
Gavin cheated on her. This is not a conspiracy theory.
I know that. But the thing is, I mean, you know, this work together, that love relationship together, and then when it's over, it's sometimes things.
It's real, Drex.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Ariana Grande had to come at her own fans and say, look, cool it with attacking Pete Davidson. Like, back off. I deeply care about Pete and his health. I'm asking you to please be gentler and more positive with others on the internet, specifically when it comes to Pete. I mean, Davidson obviously went, you know, didn't go into deep specifics about what he's dealing with the bullying, but we all know that they've been doing it.
What?
And he did post, it's like, you know, look, I have this borderline personality disorder and he discusses mental health all the time, and you know, good for Ariana stepping in there.
Yeah, it takes a big person to come in, Drex, and say, hey, you know, even though I feel a certain type of way about my ex, you know, let's just leave him alone for the time being. So that says a lot. And obviously, not to go get dark, right, but the last thing she wants is to deal with another death of someone that's that close to her by the hands of some other thing than themselves. You know what I mean?
1,000%. Yes. And while I appreciate that she came out and did it, she should have done it sooner. And it also, like, she was being petty and it spiraled and her fans reacted. So I'm glad that she did do it. I'm glad that she did do it. But part of me kind of feels like, where were you?
Yeah. Yep. Well, they had a big please help us sign out in front of the theater where they, you know, show you the Oscars. And, you know, this is kind of crazy. It's been Jimmy Kimmel for the last couple of years, but he doesn't want the gig this year. And so there's been a big, hey, Hire. We were looking for somebody to hire. Kevin Hart got the gig. So it will air on February 24th. He's thrilled to be the host. But, you know, I mean.
Will you watch?
Well, I will watch the Open. The problem is with the award show thing, it's dying.
Gabe, you watch, you go and see a lot of movies. You get kind of invested in any of these award shows?
Did you just make a comparison from movies to award shows?
Well, no, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, they're honoring movies. So why I was asking.
I do the Gabeskers. I just kind of just give my own.
Well, and a lot. Now, again, you know, talking about the Oscars, they were going to put the general films in there that make a lot of money. Remember, they were going to have that new special.
Oh, yeah. The blockbuster hits or whatever.
Blockbuster hits. They were going to have an Oscar for that. And then the Academy changed their mind. So now we're back to art house films.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
what is the one right now that's called Roma or whatever, shot in black and white?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Drex? Who were the people that were doing it? Was it like Billy Crystal? Those are the people that were doing it originally?
Sure.
Was it the Oscars?
Yes, Billy Crystal had the biggest ratings ever.
I think those are the kind of people that you need to host it, kind of bring it back, right? Because, listen, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that do not like Kevin Hart, right? Where you're just not a likable character. And I think that Billy Crystal, you just have a certain level of respect for him.
Yes, and he does it very well.
And he does
it very well. He had the biggest ratings ever when
he did it. I would watch it if Billy Crystal hosted.
And by the way, I think prior to Kimmel, the person who did very well was Ellen.
Yeah, it's tough to go do that.
It is.
Get on stage, make fun of your peers, and expect them to laugh, entertain people. That's very difficult.
And I have to say this. I mean, we've been to industry functions. Most people don't want to go.
Nope.
They don't want to sit there for three or four or 5 hours.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I really enjoy watching the red carpets, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well, yeah. You're like Sharon. That's the most important part, the red carpet.
I like to see their body language when they walk down the carpet. I like to see who they're with, what they're wearing, and like how they look. I mean, that's kind of a cheesy thing, but the fashion side of it is also very fascinating to me. And then some of the interviews, it really depends on who's doing them. Some I could do without, but yeah, I like watching red carpets.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And then the rest of the show is like snooze fest. You know, Shape of Water.
Unless there's a really good performance, but even then you can see that on the internet.
Parents, when did you first tell your kids that Santa isn't real? Well, whenever that was, I'll
bet you. What do you mean?
Well, I'll bet you hold out longer than Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell because they've already talked to their kids. They're 5 and 3. They blew it. Dax says, this is going to be very controversial. I have a fundamental rule that I will never let them, which is challenging at times. I will never lie to them. So our 5-year-old started asking me, like, well, this doesn't make any sense, and this doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, well, you know what? This is just fun things that we do where we pretend while we're doing Christmas.
Santa's real.
I understand that. If that makes you sad, don't worry. The kids are all right. Dax says they love watching movies about Santa. They love talking about Santa. They don't think he exists, but they're very happy and everything's fine.
Thank God.
Well, those kids are stupid because Santa does exist.
I know.
Clearly, Ashton is raising an idiot child. I'll just play.
They're missing out on hearing the footsteps of reindeer on the roof.
They're a very fun, unique couple now, aren't they? All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening and checking us out. This is where the extended version of Weird Holly lives every day. It's always here. Always check us out at B96.com. And join us again tomorrow morning on the radio on B96.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.